Welcome to the Shipping Podcast, a multi-fandom podcast for the shipping.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea, to a land across the sea.
Hosted by Shirazade, your friendly mod, OTP shipper, and fandom old. First of all, let me wish y'all a wonderful new year. I hope you've had great holidays, and I'm looking forward to exploring the vast realm of fandom and shipping with you in the year to come. In this fifth episode, we're expanding the scope further by going into comics territory. Confused will introduce me to the ship of Dick Grayson and Jason Todd, two of the Robins from the vast DC universe. What's a ship, you might ask? It's an abbreviation for relationship and can be used as a noun or verb. I ship Kirk/Spock, or my favorite ship is Spirk, meaning you would like to see Star Trek's Kirk and Spock as a couple. And in the latter case, you're using one of the popular ship names, smooshing the names together in a way that can be cutesy or cringy, depending on your point of view. However, this podcast will be zero judgment, 100% squee, as fans talk about their ships, why they ship them, and which fan words might make you ship them too. At the end, each guest will nominate the next fan to talk about their OTP, one true pairing, i.e. the ship they love the most, creating a multi-ship, multi-fandom chain of interviews. Het, i.e. straight couples, slash, meaning same-sex pairings, fictional characters or even real people. The only limit is the imagination. Does that sound like something you might enjoy? Please give it a listen and let me know what you think. The Shipping Cast is hosted on shippingcast.fandomish.net, that's fandomish.net, where you can find show notes and subscribe on various podcasting platforms. There's also a Tumblr at shippingcast, Twitter at shipping_cast, or you can email me as shippingcast@fandomish.net, where you can also send me a recorded voice message for inclusion in a future show. I'm very open to questions and opinions about the ships we talk about or shipping in general, so please get in touch. Because I've had to start paying for pro accounts for this podcast, I set up a Patreon on patreon.com/shippingcast, in addition to the Ko-fi and PayPal links that you can find on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. Would you like me to record some episodes that cover more general aspects of fandom instead of being limited to ships? One of the Patreon perks is special episodes, and you can even vote on the topics. A note in advance. As mentioned before, this podcast is a judgment-free zone. My guests are here to share what they love, not to defend themselves. We ship and let ship here, and any flames, i.e. hateful messages, will be used to roast marshmallows, to use old-school fandom lingo. This expression dates me, I know. I'm actually 37 and have been writing fanfiction since I hit puberty. However, I only joined online fandom 18 years ago, which was also when I started writing in English. My native language is Swiss German, in case you were wondering. And I have the equivalent of an MA in Cultural Anthropology, Media Studies and German Literature. These days I work an admin job in the renewable energy sector, and I spend my free time consuming media in the form of books, movies, TV shows, and many, many podcasts. I find fandom fascinating, not just as a creative outlet in the form of writing, vidding and gifting, but as a cultural phenomenon. I hope I'm not the only one who loves to hear people talk about what they're passionate about. And there's few things fans are more passionate about than their ships. The ship that we focus on in each episode is clearly stated in the title, so if you think that the ship will cause you distress or anger, please skip it. It's also quite likely that there'll be spoilers, so consider yourself warned. Before this interview, my knowledge of the DC-verse was limited, to say the least. I just about knew that there was more than one Robin, but everything else Allison, aka Confused, had to introduce me to. We also talk about coming to a ship via fanfiction, before going into the DC multiverse and the different iterations of Dick and Jason, and what makes them work as a ship in whatever universe they're in. And of course, there are some nice fanfic recommendations for you to dig your teeth into.
Hi,
Allison. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, I did.
Great. So thanks so much for doing this, despite all the all the festivities. You've managed to squeeze me in. Great. So like I said, your name's Allison and your screen name is Confused with a really funny spelling.
Yeah, my brother made it for me back when I was first getting on the internet and I was trying to come up with a name because I was just confused about everything. He's like, that should just be your name.
That's pretty funny.
Yes.
So, what else should we know about you? Where are you from?
Well, my dad is Canadian, and then my mom, her side is half Spanish from Spain and half Mexican from Mexico. But right now I'm living in America because my mom's family moved to America. So
we're actually bridging quite a lot of time zones.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the first interview that I'm doing with someone outside of Europe.
Yeah.
And someone that I didn't know beforehand, because you're not actually in Shadowhunters fandom.
I know.
Are you?
Well, I've read some of the stories by Fo, but I'm not actually, like, I've read some of the books, but I haven't watched any of the TV or anything.
Yeah, so how do you know Fo?
I met her through her Percy Jackson stories, actually, on fanfic.net.
Oh, okay. So I hope you enjoyed last week's episode then.
Yes, I actually did. I listened to it.
Great. What's your fandom background? So you like Percy Jackson and what else?
Well, my top other pairing is Draco Malfoy, Harry Potter from, of course, Harry Potter.
Yes, yeah. But that's not actually the pairing that we're talking about today, is it?
No, it is not. Because I got really into DC Comics with Young Justice, but then I started reading the comics and I fell in love with Jason Todd, who was one of the Robins, and then him and Dick Grayson became like my all-time favorite pairing for a DC comic. Yeah.
You will have to give me like a primer in a little bit, because I pretty much know nothing. I'm not a comics person.
No problem.
But first, so what kind of fan are you? Before we go into the specifics, do you have like one OTP? Do you multi-ship?
I am a multi-shipping, multi-fandom. But like for each fandom, I have like one ship that's my main ship. But then past that, I ship a lot of things.
Yeah. So have you been in fandom for long?
Yes, I have. I think like maybe 12 years now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's quite a while.
Yes, I'm 25, so...
Yeah, so you started young.
Yes, I did.
I guess that was probably like the heyday of Harry Potter.
It was, but I think actually the way I got introduced was, do you remember what Quizilla is? Did you ever know what that was for a website?
Yeah, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
I started reading stories on there, and actually my first introduction to fandom at all was, what is it? Oh my God. Final Fantasy. Like the game.
Oh, okay. So you were into video games as well?
Yeah, I actually am still into video games.
Like you said, multi-fandom, right?
Yes.
But your favoritest ship of all times, that is the Dick and Jason.
Yes, they're actually what my picture is on Tumblr. So.
Okay. That's how much you love them.
Yes.
So you started out on Quizilla with Final Fantasy, and then?
Then I got into the Harry Potter, and then from there I started getting into the DC pairings and Marvel pairings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So now is the point where you're going to have to give me like a little 101. because I just about know that there's more than one Robin.
Yes,
but I don't know why and how and
4 or technically 6, depending on.
Oh, okay.
4 to 6 of them. Yeah.
This is the nice, the nice thing about comics. It's like this huge multiverse, right?
It is, and you can like pick and choose from what you like.
So, just how would you like describe that ship and the fandom to someone like me?
Okay, so well, first off, like, for a little bit of background on the characters, Dick Grayson is the first Robin in the entire series. Like, he's the very first one. He's the oldest, and he's the one that's, like, the acrobat.
Yeah.
Jason Todd was the second Robin. He ends up being Robin for only, like, a year or so, and he gets killed by the Joker.
It's killed.
And then he comes back to life. Okay. Yes, and he comes back to life. Yeah.
As you do in comics.
Yeah. Well, it was like Superman came to the world from a different universe, a different Superman, and him coming, like, brought, like, this energy that brought him back to life.
Huh.
And then he was, like, a zombie, and then he became healed.
Okay.
But he becomes bad.
Okay.
Yes.
I see lots of angst potential there.
It does. Like, Dick Grayson was actually off the planet at the time when he died. And when he came back, he was, like, devastated that he had died when he was gone. And so, like, that's something that's, like, apparent a lot in the, like, works or fandom. But then, like, Jason Todd, he becomes evil. And, like, another thing is, like, Dick Grayson trying to help him become good again.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
But there's only ever one Robin at a time?
No, there's multiple Robins at a time. Like, currently right now you have, like, Red Robin and regular Robin. Like, right now the regular Robin is Damian Wayne, who is Bruce Wayne's, Batman's real son. Mm-hmm. And then Timothy Drake is Red Robin, who's, like, his protege. So, yes, those are the two Robins right now in comics. Okay. Dick Grayson is actually not a Robin. Mm-hmm. He's Nightwing, and Jason Todd is Red Hood.
Okay, but they stick around.
Yeah.
Were you immediately attracted to the two of them?
No, my first pairing for the, like, DC was, like, Dick Grayson and Wally West, of course, from Young Justice. But then once I started reading the comics, I started, like, to, like, Jason Todd more, and then they became my favorite pairing.
Yeah. Young Justice, is that a cartoon?
Yes, it is a cartoon.
See,
it's one of the
I know nothing. I'm really sorry.
Oh no, you're good. You're good. Yes, it's a cartoon, and it's like when the younger, like, sidekicks are forming their own team. Mm-hmm. Is the cartoon. And it's two seasons. And, like, actually the third season is just about to start. And it's been, like, 6 years since it started. Oh. And, like, everybody's excited for it.
So they're doing a revival.
Yes, they are.
I'm sure you're quite excited about that.
I am.
So will Dick and Jason be in that as well?
Dick Grayson will. He's Nightwing in the show. They have plans. Because, like, where the show's going to pick up, it's supposed to be where he's back alive. Because in the second season, he was dead already. So I'm hoping that he'll be back alive in the third season.
People keep dying in that verse. That's horrible.
It is. I think, like, in the last season, three characters died and two of them are back alive and one's still dead. So.
Yeah, and we all know that. At least, you know, pretty much everyone can come back to life except for Uncle Ben.
Yes, exactly.
Not even, you know, not even Bucky stayed dead.
Exactly.
So, you moved to the from the Young Justice to the comics, and then how did you start shipping these two?
I actually started shipping them through an author who no longer writes. It was called Master of the Rebels, but she had started with Wally West and Dick Grayson, and then she started doing Wally West and Jason Todd. I mean, not Wally West, Dick Grayson and Jason Todd.
Oh, wow, okay. So,
and I loved her story.
Yeah, so you moved with her from one pairing.
Yes.
Okay. That's quite a power that she had, or they had.
She did. And then fandom got really bad for a while, and she ended up deleting all of her stories.
Oh, no.
So, yes. It was very sad.
Yeah. Had you at least saved them?
I did not, no. And they're not on any other site because this was still back with, you know, fan fiction. So, like, they weren't on any other site yet because AO3 didn't exist yet.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
But by this point, you were well and truly hooked. on
Yes, I
Twitter.
really was. And then I started finding other authors who were writing it, and it made me stay with the pairing.
Is that usually how you find your pairings, like through fan fiction?
Yes, it is.
So not so much like, so you don't look at the canon and they're like, oh, these two, I ship these two.
No, like if I find an author who can build a ship really well, then I stay with that ship. But like in the actual canon, most of the time, like there aren't very many good ships, or you can like just choose whatever ship you want.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But are there any like favorite canon moments that you have for them?
Okay, so like the sad scene whenever like Dick Grayson is crying at his grave is a good canon moment.
Oh yes.
And then one other canon moment is whenever Jason Todd, he's good now, but he has like slightly loose morals as the Red Hood. Yes.
Loose morals.
Like he's okay with killing.
I'm sorry.
Yes. He's okay with killing.
Mm-hmm.
So which is not good with Batman. But anyways, Dick Grayson moves to a different city, and he helps Jason Todd become good again. And like they have like this whole like series, like 6 or 7 comic issues, where it's just them working as a team, mm-hmm. and I really like that.
Oh, nice!
Yes.
Are they in that new Teen Titan show?
Yes, the new Titans show. Yes, they are actually in it, and you get to meet Jason Todd when he's younger, when he first joins, which is like 15, and it's great. Like I love like the banter between them, and it's really nice.
So that's before he dies and turns evil.
Yes, and we're actually getting close to the part when he dies and everybody's worried.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but
yes,
because I mean I guess you can never tell how they're going to do it, because I assume they're not just retelling the comics one-to-one.
No, it's been pretty different so far. Like there's a few main things that are the same, but not everything is.
Mm-hmm.
And so like we don't know exactly when it'll happen, like how much they'll put in before it happens.
So I assume that with like the comics being like pretty much forever, and now the Titan show and the new Young Justice coming up, does the fandom is quite active right now?
Yes, the fandom's always pretty active. Yeah, like I've never got to a point where it died. Like when there was like when that one author deleted all their stuff with all the bad like discourse happening in fandom, that was like a time when like some people were stopping, but like it still never died. No,
that's good to know. So you don't have to be afraid that it will suddenly die down and you'll be all alone.
I know.
Is it one of the bigger ships in DC fandom or more of a rare pair?
It was big enough to where Tumblr blocked their post when they were blocking all of the stuff. So it's a pretty good ship.
Oh, okay. That's nice. I guess that means there's quite a bit of content.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like the number one ship, but it's like pretty, it's like in the top 10 ships for DC, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
There's not much.
Yeah,
there's like a whole bunch of characters in DC.
Of course, and I assume like the really big ones would be like, I don't know, Bruce and Clark and Wonder Woman and
yes,
Clark
that's like one of my other super yes.
Yeah, like all like the let's say the A-list heroes.
Exactly.
The ones that have
the main Justice League.
The ones that have gotten the movie treatment so far.
Yes.
So is it mostly like fan fiction, or is there also because it's quite a visual medium, is there also like lots of art and stuff?
There is lots of art and lots of fan fiction. I feel like there's more fan fiction just because most of the fan art is actually from artists who post on Pixiv, which is weird because it's mostly Asian countries that actually do a lot of the fan art.
On what site?
Pixiv.net.
Oh.
Have you heard of
it?
No,
I haven't.
It's a fan art site that's mostly, it's like mostly Asian countries. So, like, I can't go onto the site because I can't read, obviously, like, Korean or Chinese or Japanese.
Okay.
But, like, they actually are the ones who do most of the fan art, really.
Oh, okay. So that's, yeah, I guess pictures speak, you know, speak every language. It's like.
Oh, yeah. So, like, they end up posting to Tumblr, which is how you find it. Yeah.
So is there lots of interaction with other fans?
Yeah, I feel like there is. Most of the fans that I've met, it's through, like, their writing, which is normally through, like, fanfiction.net or AO3. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I follow them on Tumblr, and then they're posting art from other people, which is how I find artists.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And are there, like, common tropes or fanons that are widespread?
I feel like the most common trope would be, like, the universe, which is, I think, Earth 2 or 3, where everybody's evil. That's, like, one of the really common tropes. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, of course, the Omegaverse trope.
But are those from the comics?
The evil universe is from the comics, mm-hmm. Yeah. The other one, no.
What type of fan fiction or do people write about that, those verses?
Okay, so like one of like my favorite authors, she has like an entire series of works that's like 300,000 words.
Oh, nice.
And yes, and it takes place in the universe where they're all evil, and it's basically like how people get together, mm-hmm. like, and how they're still evil but how they're also becoming good.
Oh, okay.
And yes. And, like, in that universe, because all the good people are normally evil, Jason Todd, who's actually, like, evil, he's actually a good person. So it's interesting to see it flip.
Yes. Yeah. Is there, like, you said it's quite a friendly fandom as a rule. Is that true?
It is. Yeah. Like, most of the people are very multi-shipping in DC Universe. So it's very common to see people who ship, like, Jason Todd and Dick Grayson, like, ship other things. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's there's, like, no, like, shipping discourse or anything.
Oh,
it's just, like,
nice.
Happy that people share the fandom, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. No ship wars and stuff. That...
Exactly.
Lovely. Do you create fanworks?
No, I've just barely started writing, but I don't have anything for this pairing yet, no.
Are you influenced by existing fanworks? Or what type is your favorite?
Yeah, I think I am. Like, one of my favorite authors for this pairing, like, she writes very well and has, like, a very unique, like, approach to the characters, and that's, like, it influences, like, how I write my own story.
Mm-hmm. So is it mostly canon-based?
No, hers are all AUs. They are not... canon, no.
So is it quite are there quite a lot of AUs for that, for this ship?
Yeah, most of it takes place in the canon universe, but in like an alternate canon universe.
Ah, okay. So
yeah,
so not, but not just like your typical coffee shop or
yeah, like there's not a whole bunch of that. Most of them, they're still superheroes, unless it's like way out of the field and they're like,
so it's,
you know, vampires or something.
So it's more canon divergence than full on AU. So because I guess with all the different with like the multiverse, you have so many options already.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you particularly love about Dick and Jason as a pairing?
I like the way that they have their history. Like, Jason, like, he was, like, an orphan, mm-hmm. and was raised on the streets. So, like, he had a very bad childhood. Mm-hmm. But, like, he really looked up to, like, Dick Grayson. And, like, he kind of, like, hero-worshipped him a bit. And so, like, when he came back from dead and found out that nobody even tried to see if he was alive or anything, he was very upset by that.
Yes.
And, like, especially because, you know, Dick Grayson didn't do it. So it kind of, it's, like, one of the things I like is how much, like, they actually, like, even though they only knew each other for a year, how much they influenced mm-hmm. each other.
So another stupid question. How did Jason become a Robin? So I know Dick was the first one. And
yes, Dick Grayson and Batman were arguing. But during that time when they were arguing, Dick Grayson moved to a different city, mm-hmm. and Jason Todd stow the wheels off of the Batmobile, and that's how he became Robin.
Okay, so he was already he was the thief.
Yes, because he lived on the streets. He was trying to steal them to, like, get food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so he gets kind of, I don't know, not adopted, but they look after him?
Yeah, okay, so he was going to be adopted, but then he died.
Ah.
So.
He was going to be adopted by Bruce Wayne?
Yes.
Okay.
But he lives with Bruce Wayne, and, like, he's, like, most people headcanon him as Latino,
mm-hmm.
and that he speaks Spanish, but, he's became, like, one of the only ones that actually, like, knows how to cook because he spent a lot of time with Alfred. And he's, like, one of the smarter ones in literature. Like, he reads Hamlet and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So are they quite different character-wise, him and Dick Grayson?
Yes, they are very different. Dick Grayson is much more of a people person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's more athletic. People don't think he's very smart, but he's very intelligent, just like in different ways than other Robins are.
Yeah.
And Jason Todd, because of his childhood and dying and everything, he's very like loner-ish. He doesn't like spending a lot of time with people, but the people he does grow attached to, like, he's very attached mm-hmm. to, and he would do a lot of stuff for them.
So
they're very different type of people.
Yeah, but there's definitely a bond there between them.
Yes. It is.
It's so nice if ships have a firm basis in canon.
I know, that's very nice.
So it's not necessarily a, you know, like, it doesn't have to be, but it's nice.
Exactly.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share before we move on to the Rex? Because you already mentioned several favorite authors and stuff, so I know that you've got some.
No, it's just, I think that they're very interesting pairing, and their dynamics would, like, interest a lot of people, mm-hmm. so people should give it a try reading for them.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, with the Titans TV show, there's quite a new demographic, people who might not have read the comics.
Exactly, and a lot of people are actually getting into the pairing based off of the TV show, which is nice to see new people entering the fandom after it's been going on for so long.
Oh, by the way, talking comics, that reminds me, since there's so many of them, do you have, like, one that you would recommend someone who'd be interested to read first?
It depends on which character you mainly want to focus on, but I would recommend...
Well, obviously, Dick and Jason, considering the topic exactly. we're talking about.
Yes. I would recommend the Red Hood and the Outlaws
mm-hmm.
series, because it focuses a lot on Jason Todd's, like, redemption arc after becoming good again, and, like, how Dick Grayson helps him, but also how he makes new friends and stuff. It's a really good arc.
Okay, great. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well.
Yes.
And that's the canon. And now on to your favorite fan works.
So for fan fiction, there are two authors that I really, really love.
Mm-hmm. And that have not deleted their fic.
That have not deleted their fic.
Yes.
Yes. So the main author that I adore her, and I follow her on both Tumblr and on fanfic.net mm-hmm. and AO3.
Mm-hmm.
The author's name is Moonfox281. And, like, her favorite story that I've read is called Sweeter Than Adrenaline, Hotter Than the Racetrack. And it's basically, like, an AU of Jason Todd and Dick Grayson. And, like, Jason Todd's, like, a car racer. And it's a very interesting story, and I love it very much.
So is that a no powers AU?
Yes, it is. It's an AU where they have no powers, yes.
So that's more, from what you said before, that's more rare.
Yes, that one's, a lot more rare.
Yeah.
And I think it's still ongoing, but it's, like, I think close to, like, 60,000-70,000 words, but it's really interesting. And, like, Bruce Wayne is Bruce Wayne is Dick Grayson's adoptive dad,
mm-hmm.
and it gives a very interesting take on, like, the relationships of all the characters.
Nice. So that's your your one. And I assume if she's your favorite author, then you basically recommend everything else by her as well.
I do recommend everything else by her as well. Yes. She has very, like, and she, like, posts, like, a whole bunch of drabbles on Tumblr. So it's, like, if you ever want to read something short, it's on Tumblr. But if you want to read something longer, she has her full stories on, like, AO3 and Finn.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. And who else should people check out?
Okay, and so the one that the universe where they're evil, there's an author called, like, Talon in the... There's an author called Firefright, and she has a series that's called the Talon in the Hood series. It's not the super long series, but it's still really long. And it's where Dick Grayson is evil and Jason Todd is good. And, like, Dick Grayson loses his memories because he becomes the Talon, which is, like, the evil version of Nightwing. Mm-hmm. And it's a very interesting story, and it has, like, a whole bunch of multiple, like, stories within the whole series.
Okay. Any, like, things that are, like, canon? I mean, like, oh, you know, the evil universe is canon too, but that's like,
yes, in, the evil universe is canon.
Yeah, but that's like in any fix that are in the main universe that you would recommend.
Yeah, there's a also Firefright writes a whole bunch of stories for them, and she writes a lot more of the canon universe. The Moon Fox author, she writes a whole bunch more of the, like, complete AU's story. Yeah.
Any other fics that you recommend?
There is one more story that I would recommend, and it's called the Family Matters series, and it's by Firefright. And that one is more of the comic universe, like the actual canon universe. And it's after they rescue Damian from Talia, though, and Jason Todd ends up adopting Damian because Bruce is not there to support him.
I don't...
But it's a really good story.
Who is... I'm really sorry, but who is Damian?
Okay. Damian is Bruce Wayne's actual biological son.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. And Talia is his mother, and she's evil.
Ah. Yeah. Of course she is.
She is. Yes.
Because, you know, even I know that Bruce and women, it's not the easiest...
Yes, he has a very interesting history with a lot of different women here.
Are there any, like, visual fan works that you would recommend?
Yes, I actually have two or three artists that are, like, really great, and I love all their stories. But my most favorite is called Flappy. She has both a Twitter and a Tumblr. A lot of her posts got marked explicit with the whole new update on Tumblr. So if you want to see most of them, you have to do it on Twitter.
Yes, this is so annoying.
It is. It's very annoying. But she has a whole bunch of very cute, and she even makes, like, fan books for them and sells the fan books too.
Nice.
Yes, and she has, like, one picture that's, like, really adorable, and it's Jason Todd is, like, an octopus, kind of, and Dick Grayson is a mermaid, and it's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that one a lot. And then there's another artist called Pentapuda, and they just have, like, a whole bunch of, like, more of the art style for the comics.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's one art where Jason Todd is, like, sleeping. And I think Dick Grayson is putting a blanket on him, and it's very cute.
And I assume, because you said that a lot of the fan art is on that Asian website, there's also lots of, like, manga style art for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Flaffy's the first artist. Mm-hmm. She is, I think she's Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of her art is manga style. And, like, most of her posts are, like, I think in Korean.
Yeah.
But on Tumblr, it's in English. Ah, yeah. But it's okay. Yeah.
Nice. And I don't know, do people make vids for them?
I actually have never come across, like, any, like, videos or even GIFs or, like, mood boards. Like, it's not a very, like, common thing
okay.
in that fandom. Yeah.
Maybe it will happen with the Titan TV show.
Yeah, I feel like that would, because they have like actual animation that's more usable.
Yeah, because I remember there's like in MCU, I think there's one vid that I know that's comic based, and
exactly,
yeah, and everything else is movie based, because obviously that's exactly much easier.
Of course, because the comic, like if it's comics, you have to draw it all yourself, whereas if it's the movie, you can just take the clip and add stuff. Yeah.
So, do you have any other recs?
I have like more authors, mm-hmm, because I read the stories a lot more often.
Yes.
But like, there's two authors. They're called Christy 882 and Kate. They write a whole bunch of stories together,
mm-hmm,
and it's like Dick Grayson and Jason Todd, and it's very interesting seeing how they write together.
So, is it like RP style? Roleplay style?
No, it's like they take, it's not necessarily like that, but like one of them writes one character and the other one writes another character, but at the same time, like it's not like it's roleplay.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, but like they have a story called A Love Triangle with the Same Person,
mm-hmm,
and it's like basically Dick Grayson and Jason Todd, but like Dick Grayson falls like for Jason Todd, but he also falls for the Red Hood, and he doesn't know they're the same person.
Oh.
And it's very cute and fun. Yeah.
Great. So I'll put all of these in the show notes,
yeah,
for people to check out.
Yeah.
Great. And so I think that about wraps it up.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who will I talk to next?
You're going to be talking to an artist. Her name is Mellow Doodles, and she's going to be doing Bakugo Katsuki and Midoriya Izuku from Boku no Hero Academia.
I feel so sorry for myself for having to pronounce that.
Yes.
And I apologize in advance to all the fans.
It's okay. Yes.
For my unavoidable mangling of the Japanese language.
Oh no, you're fine. Yeah, everybody does it in the beginning.
No, and it's especially so because you know, I speak English when I do the podcast.
Yeah.
And then I have so that's not my native language. And then I mentally have to switch to a Japanese pronunciation.
Yes, I know. I feel sorry, but hopefully it goes okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, because that's she will have to also give me a newbie's primer, because yeah, I know even less about that fandom than about DC Comics.
Yes, well, this is like a learning thing for you,
yes,
as well.
And I hope people will have found it interesting. I definitely have. Yeah.
I'm sure. It is an interesting thing, especially like with all the different types of fandom.
Yes. And so if people want to stalk you, where can they find you online?
You can find me online on Tumblr and on Twitter as Confused. And I'm also on fanfic.net and AO3 as Confused.
Oh, that's nice and easy then.
It is. I try to make it all the same.
No, that's good. Yeah, that's what I do as well. So, except Twitter. Yeah. I don't do fandom Twitter.
Yeah, I just got it recently because of all the people. Because in Jason Todd and Dick Grayson, like because of the huge giant purge, a lot of people moved away from Tumblr them. And like, actually, I'm part of a Discord that's just them now because of that, because I still wanted to keep the fandom interaction.
Yes, that's
a lot of them moved.
I think that's what quite a lot number of fandoms have been doing.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot, yeah.
But that will be a topic for a whole different podcast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, no, thank you for having me.
And I hope, you know, like one of these days people can check out your AO3 and your fanfic.net, and there will be your first Dick Jason fanfic.
I am. I'm hoping to write one actually this next coming year. since I've been getting more into it. So
great. So, well, I'll say goodbye and I'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea, to a land across the sea.
This wraps up the fifth episode of the Shipping Podcast, the first one of the new year. I hope you've enjoyed the interview and can't wait to dive into the links provided in the show notes, which you can find on shippingcast.fandomish.net, that's spelled fandomish.net. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher and Google Music, but also on SoundCloud and Spotify, as well as other podcast directories. You can also follow and get in touch with me on Tumblr as ShippingCast, on Twitter as shipping_cast, or you can email me on the shippingcast@fandomish.net, where you could also send me a recorded voice message should you feel so inclined. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think of the podcast and the ships we've been covering. The next episode should be up in 2 weeks on January 18th, in which I'll talk with Mellow Doodles about Bogoku Katsuki and Midoriya Izuku from Boku no Hero Academia. And oh my god, I probably mangled that terribly. I'm very, very sorry. If you want to get the next episode a day early, you can become a patron on patreon.com/shippingcast, which also has some other nice rewards. And that way you can help me pay for pro accounts for the podcast. You could also send me a one-time donation on ko-fi.com/shirazade or via PayPal to webmistress@shirazade.net. All these options are also described on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. And you can help me totally for free by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or spreading the word to other fans. I'm Shirazade, spelled Shirasade. And you can find me as such on Tumblr, AO3, Pillowfort, and on shirazade.net. The podcast artwork was created by the wonderful Little Zion. The music is Sailor Song by the Peerless Quartet. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, you are the captain of your ship.